dollar in, a dollar out. How does interest come about? A dollar in, a dollar out. How does interest come about? A dollar in, a dollar out. How does interest come about? A dollar in, a dollar out. How does interest come about? You say my opinions are not fact. I wanna ask you, is it opinion and is death in tax? A dollar in, a dollar out. How does interest come about? A dollar in, a dollar out. How does interest come about? A dollar in, a dollar out.
Well, in the overall scheme of things, I have no interest in how interest comes about. Because it's all bogus anyway, right? Oh, we're about to learn what interest is all about in a roundabout way. Or as Jen Psaki would say, circle around. Another piece of human scum. How you doing tonight? Wednesday. A day late. Probably a lot of dollars short. Jeff Bennett here, The Edge of Darkness. And of course, you know what I'd rather be doing. Fishing. What a dessert. Apologize for yesterday. I had to run a rerun. I have a doctor's appointment a week from today, I think. Not the 10th, whatever day is. Tuesday, I guess. I don't know. And I've had a little remission on something and had to go back over there yesterday on kind of a, well, he's only here for 2 more hours, so get here as soon as you can. And I did. And we had to do a little mini investigative procedure on this issue that I'm having. And he has to give you a little shot for it to deaden the area. And it's in the face. And walking out of that place, I felt like I was drunk. In fact, I might feel a lot better if I just do that tonight, get drunk. As Red Fox once said, have fun tonight, get drunk and throw up in the car. Anyway, I got back home and I passed out. I figured I'd pass out for a couple hours. I was out for 5 hours straight. And I woke up like 45 minutes into program time yesterday. Nothing would wake me. Crazy, crazy. Well, stuff's happening. None of it's good. I mean, wake up. You take a look at, you know, market reports today. Old rhodium's up $650 from last time I looked, which is probably a week ago. 18,150 an ounce. Palladium is off $2 at 2,582. Platinum is flat at 1017, which seems to be just about where it likes to sit. Silver is up a penny in the aftermarket today at 2,538 an ounce. Gold is down 10 cents at 1811 and 50 cents. Both gold and silver have been reasonably steady and firm. Very little movement in one direction or another. Nothing major. And it's like the whole world is frozen. They're doing nothing because they don't know what to do. And very early this morning, when I couldn't sleep, I start looking at some headlines, trying to see what's going on, and it's the usual nonsense. But get this one. U.S. household debt has soared to nearly $15 trillion the last quarter because of a surge in credit card spending and home purchases caused U.S. household debt to increase by, get this, $313 billion. in the second quarter of this year. That's the largest nominal jump since 2007 and the biggest percentage increase in 7.5 years. In total, American consumers held $14.96 trillion in debt at the end of June, the biggest pile of bills on record, $812 billion, billion dollars more than what was owed at the end of 2019, before the pandemic hit. But you might have a surprise in your possession. I told you a few months ago, I kept looking for a replacement car. Predominantly because I had to get rid of that Jeep that only had 111,000, 112,000 miles on it. Thing's a piece of garbage. I bought it with 106 and never put that many miles on it. It was a piece of garbage. And I spent money trying to make it right and realized it was just going to cost me more money. Cheap. But not cheap to maintain. So in May, when I was in California, Kate, with my nom buddies, Leonard had a car that really intrigued me. I liked the way it fit. I liked the size. I liked all this stuff about it. So I decided to start looking for one. And finally found a couple on Carvana that I could get locally. And the one thing about Carvana is they don't have this bogus dealer DAC fee and all these other nonsensical fees. You buy it, you pay the cost of the plates, and you pay the tax. That's it. But I found these two cars. They were in the price range I was willing to spend at about 13 grand. But I wasn't ready to make the physical move. I'm still trying to get comfortable with Carvana, even though we've known people that have gone to Carvana. They're pretty anal about, I've seen them pull cars because they decided it was not good enough for what they specialize in. So they sold both the cars. In fact, about four of them that were all in the price range. And the same model in the same year and everything else, as they began to replace it, were up $3,000 to $4,000 higher. I'm not going to spend it. So I said, you know what? The hell with it. I'll just let the car sit and I'll maybe just sell the Jeep and get nothing, which is what I probably should have done. I don't like all these new cars with all this high-tech computerized garbage. And, of course, it's all coming home to haunt everybody right now because the fact that the automobile industry right now are dealing with this, they're running low on new vehicles because a computer chip shortage has caused production at many vehicle manufacturers to nearly stop. So I don't like all this new stuff. I still drive my Pathfinder, my vehicle of preference. First of all the body parts are real steel. They're not plastic and fiberglass mixed. It's not all fiberglass. Some of it's fiberglass, some of it is plastic, like the bumper covers. Oh, Lord. So here's the good thing about all this junk. Apparently, we're now finding out that old cars with more than 100,000 miles are now worth real money. Because a lot of folks still think that once a car has been driven more than 100K, there's not much left in value. But that has not been true for decades. And it's especially wrong now. Used car prices have been driven to extremes recently thanks to the combination from consumers wary of taking public transportation, and of course who all had money coming in from COVID, and a major shortage in these computer chips. And so this superheated market is pushing prices higher, even for cars and trucks with six-digit mileage. Now here's the neat thing. I actually did buy a car. And you know what? It's not a bad car. I still don't like the fact it's got all the electronic goodies. It's got 74,000 miles on it, 2013. It's a Hyundai, I can't remember what the model is. It's a little modified SUV. And I told you guys about it when I bought it. But you know, I'm sitting here driving it, and it's got the things that I want, but it doesn't have other things that I'd rather not have. And given the fact that I think I can make a few bucks on it, I'd be happy to break even. I'd rather just not have the car. I've got marginal debt on it, very little. Bling, what's that? No, I'm not going to restart. Get out of here. Stop this junk. Why does this stupid thing keep popping up on me? I don't want it. I don't want to update this stupid computer. Every time I've got this thing on now, it wants to interrupt and tell me I've got to update. I don't want their lousy updates. Nothing. I don't want Chrome. I'm going to start deleting all this stuff. I hate it. So anyway, that's kind of an interesting thing. Car's a real nice car. It's clean. Everything's good on it. And I think I'm really marginally tempted to say, the heck with this. I will go pay it off, get the title. And I've got the ability to pay it off. I'll go get the title, take a couple weeks for that to come in, and then sell the damn thing and be done with it. I just don't need it. I don't need a third car here. Technically, it's a fourth. Eldest granddaughter's got one. She's at the university, although she's home with us for a couple of days. The wife's got a newer one. Well, both of them are 2016s. Same problem, all computerized. I'm just an old guy. I like it the old way. If I had my way, I'd still be running mules on a farm and driving around in a buggy, riding horseback. That's called a one horsepower. You know what I mean? Americans taking on debt as if tomorrow will never come. But folks, modern slaves are not in chains. They're all in debt. Because if you make a conscious choice to ignore all long-term consequences, managing your personal finances can be, a lot of fun. For example, instead of rationally evaluating what sort of mortgage payment you can actually afford, why not take a plunge and buy a $600,000 house? I mean, you only live once, right? And instead of making your current dumpy vehicle last another 1 or 2 years, why not take out a huge loan on a brand new $60,000 SUV? Where you can spend that much on a pickup truck. I mean, come on, you know you deserve it. And, you know, while you're at it, go on another huge spending spree. Max out all your credit cards again. Of course, paying off those credit cards will be very painful in the long run, but no one thinks much about long-term consequences these days. Because most people figure, screw it, I'm going to be dead anyway. Whether I take the vax, don't take the vax, or just outlast the bastards, one way I'm going to be dead and I don't give a damn. $550 billion in new spending? How big is our infrastructure bill? What are they going to spend that money on? Hey, folks, you need to learn to live with less, but not them government. No siree. Bipartisan infrastructure legislation, historic, undoubtedly huge. 2,700 pages. $550 billion. I mean, how much is that worth per page? The new spending in the package is spread out over 5 years, meaning it averages $110 billion a year. And even without those additional outlays, the federal government is already projected to spend $28.1 trillion over the next 5 years, according to estimates released last month by the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office. Now, mandatory spending, most notably on programs like Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, that accounts for more than $18 trillion of that total. Out of the $28.1 trillion? $550 billion in new spending represents an increase of... Nah, that's chump change. Who cares? That's only billions. We're talking trillions. In this week's job report, this is going to set the tone for the next steps from the Fed. Oh, yeah. Last Thursday, gold went from 1806 to 1831, immediately following last month's FOMC meeting, Gold has been consolidating with a definitive bias to the downside. And yet, recent action has been muted at best with small price changes from day to day as well as from open to close. Seems as though market participants are waiting for the next big fundamental event, which will be the U.S. Labor Department's jobs report, which will be out in two more days. But, you know, because the current monetary policy of the Fed is data dependent, it's the jobs report that voting members will look at intently to get a sense of how the economy is rebounding. And therefore, traders and investors are going to look intently at the upcoming jobs report for July to get a sense of what the future actions and timeline of the Fed might look like. Who wrote those two paragraphs? That is the dumbest, stupid thing I've ever read in my life. It like babbles on with the same thing over and over. It doesn't tell us anything. Our YouTube video today is one that has got far stronger meaning than anything we probably need to be aware of. What is it, 1960? I want to live in America. Occupy me in America. I'd like to see that same cast get together and see how they would sing that very same song today. That's our video of the day. At Sierra Madre, PreciousMetals.com. West Side Story, America. Hey, here's another lovely one. U.S. banking system has a $168 trillion nightmare coming. Ignored in written testimony. Oh, yeah. Risky derivative bets made by the mega banks on Wall Street, offloaded onto inadequately capitalized counterparties, were at the core of the collapse of the U.S. financial system in 2008. Here we go again, Bubba. That collapse left millions of Americans without jobs. They ain't got to worry about that now because a whole bunch of them don't have jobs already. But back then, it led to millions of families and traumatized children losing their homes to foreclosure. And the bank bosses got their million-dollar bonuses from the taxpayer bailouts. Federal Reserve secretly pumped in $29 trillion over 31 months to shore up the failing trading houses on Wall Street and their foreign derivative counterparties. Well, Wall Street banks have rebuilt that derivatives doomsday machine. $168 trillion monster concentrated at four mega banks on Wall Street. Four of them. But as we begin to read through dozens of pages of written testimony submitted by witnesses for the recent Senate banking hearing, the word derivative did not appear once. Oh, the games people play now, every night and every day now. Oh, yeah. Well, you know, as a slave, I'd like to know what the state of the American debt is. Forbearance, free money phenomenon, soaring prices of homes and automobiles. But understand that mass forbearance is the best thing that ever happened to sweeping reality under the rug. But now there's a huge mess under the rug. To the Fed's great relief, hardy American debt slaves are finally going deeper into debt after having made unnerving efforts in prior quarters at paying down their credit cards. The most expensive debts with the biggest profit margins for banks. Oh, yeah. Your banker, him's be getting rich off your ex. What helped push up total borrowing? There have been massive price increases that had to be financed. Homes, vehicles, stuff you're doing down at Home Depot and Lowe's. Because then we got the loans to finance these purchases. All of which jumped, even if the volume of purchases did not. Come on, for a long time we've been talking about price increases, food. I just, before going on the air, I had to run up to the local market that I go to and pick something up. And one of the kids that works there, and I've known these guys, they do a lot of business with them, wanted to know if I got the vaccine. I said, no. Well, are you going to get it? No. He says, well, I got mine. I said, that's your decision. I said, I've not had a vaccine since May 28th of 1968. He looked at me like, well, how did you do that? I said, it's my decision. And I said, you know what? I've never had a sick day, a real sick day since. I don't need the vaccine. This is all garbage. Well, but you heard the news that, you know, Walmart and some of the other stores are now going to require that you show an ID and proof that you got the vaccine. I said, fine. I don't care to do business with Walmart anyway. I'll go somewhere else to get my glasses, and I'm overdue. I got to go get some. And that's where I've been going for years. But my gal is no longer there. She decided to bail out and take her kids and move back east with her family. And she's been my rep at Walmart and in the eyewear department for years, taking care of every purchase that I've had to make, every update. It's pretty sad. Oh, a quick question for you. Which comes first? The economic and social collapse of the USA, including the dollar, or a $50 silver? Yeah. Remember the old saying, you don't want to see a world with $100 silver? Yeah, well, we may just have to dial back our expectations. Now, if you really want to know what happened in my specific case of sticker shock, I was clicking model after model and color after color and drop-down menu after drop-down menu just as fast as I could, or just as fast as Google Chrome could update my selections. And this writer talking about, he's looking for shoes in all sorts of wacky colors that he would never strap on his feet in a million years. And yet, there he was, frantically opening new tabs, closing others. I was doing everything I could within my power to find anything, just anything that he wanted. And the prices were insane. I didn't read the entire article because I don't give a rip. I'm not out trying to buy shoes. I got enough shoes to last my lifetime. Got a pair of cowboy boots. They can bury me in them. Yep, it's the way I feel about it. Ooh, God, I want to go fishing. She's nice. Cut-off jeans and a flannel shirt. Fishing on the ocean. On the edge of the ocean. Class, pure class. Not like the little pig that I posted the other day that is had nothing on but a pair of women's very skanky underwear. I don't know how to describe this picture. You know what? Go to Sierra Madre PreciousMetals.com. You'll see it for yourself. I mean, she's got a pair of fishing boots on that go... Never mind. Insane. What is this? What am I looking at here? Oh, yeah, here we go. Interesting piece I came across a couple of days ago. Big tech companies are at war with their employees about remote work. Apparently, CEOs want their workers back at their desks, and the employees and the virus have other plans. All across the United States, the leaders at large tech companies like Apple and Google and even Facebook are engaged in a delicate dance with thousands of their employees who've recently become convinced that physically commuting to an office every day is an empty and unacceptable demand from their employers. The COVID pandemic forced these companies to operate with mostly remote workers for months on end. And since many of them are based in areas with relatively high vaccination rates, the calls to return to the physical office began to sound over the summer. But thousands of high-paid workers at these companies ain't having it. Many of them don't want to go back to the office full-time. And even if they're willing to do so a few days a week, Workers are even pointing to how effective they were when fully remote and using that to question why they have to keep living in the expensive cities where these offices are located. And some tech leaders, like Twitter's Jack Dorsey, agreed. Or at least they saw the writing on the wall. And so they enacted permanent and semi-permanent changes to their company's policies to make partial or even full-time remote work the norm. And other folks, like Apple's Tim Cook, are working hard to find a way to get everybody back into their assigned seats as soon as it's practical, despite organized resistance. In other case, the work cultures at tech companies that make everything from the iPhone to Google search are facing a major wave of transformation. I find this interesting because there's so many of these companies that, you know, like in California, the high cost of buying a home anywhere near where they work is just insane. Of course, I'm sure the companies will come back and say, well, you know, if you don't want to come into work, we're going to have to lower your payment. You know, how much you get paid an hour. Don't discount that one. Don't discount it at all. There's more to the story, but I think the point's been made. We don't need to go on with it. We are going to go to a break in a couple of minutes. And when we do, I'm going to have an interesting message from Howard. You know who Howard is. You know, him and Curtin up at the mines. Trying to get away from Fred C. Dobbs because he's a murderous bastard. Yeah, old Howard just keeps it dancing away. And we got a real interesting message from Howard. Got a interesting package of goods available. Variation of price ranges. So we're going to talk about some of the stuff we've got. It's if you're sitting at your computer, listen, you can head on over to the treasure chest at Sierra Madre Precious Metals. Take a look at it. We'll share it with you when we come back from the break. And then I've got some sad news for today. No, this one has nothing to do with me. Not directly. But it'll indicate to you just how far we've gone in this nation and how far down we're going. I called Dr. E this afternoon for the first time in probably 5 or 6 weeks. We didn't get into some of the discussions I wanted to have with her. But we're going to share the story with you that I find upsetting, profound, angering. One of the biggest names in the alternative health field has made some decisions that are not going to be good for an awful lot of people. He's decided to pull the plug on his website, his newsletters, his columns. It's shocking. We'll talk about that in the second half of the program as well. We'll be back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
This morning, the kids had the morning news show on. Brian Campbell was talking about the fighting in Lebanon. Some senator was squawking about the bad economy. It's gonna get worse, you see. You need a change in policy. There's a local paper rolled up in a rubber band.
Oh, yeah.
One more sad story's one more than I can stand. Just once, how I'd like to see the headline say, not much to print today. Can't find nothing better to say. Because nobody robbed a liquor store on the lower part of town.
Nobody stole a pair of I don't think you have any clue the importance of a lot of the music that I choose. Now, I didn't choose this piece. Michael did, because Michael knows how to read me, but he also knows what we're closing the program with tonight. A piece of music that I had not heard in years and came across it the other day. And although it's got mixed meaning, you'll understand it when that time comes. We've not had any precious metals offerings on the program for quite a while. There's been a lot of reasons for it, and a lot of it is I'm watching prices be relatively settled. I'm watching, in some cases, plenty of product being available. I have certain clients that come in and buy, you know, a roll of silver, maybe sometimes two rolls, sometimes a half a roll. And the guy that I have to buy that stuff from has continued to increase his price. And it's angered me. And I just said, I'm not going to do it. Now, part of that is because the guy who owns the company has basically told him, no, you're not going to discount for anybody. And my buddy says, I'm not going to do that. I've got dealers I've dealt with for 25 years, and, you know, they're going to get a different price break, etc. So that's the only thing I can assume. And so it's been difficult. I've had some decent gold sales recently. I had a really very interesting silver sale. But it's, well, anyway, I'm going to hit you with something that I've never really taken on the air before. And it's something that I have really been struck by because of what it is. It's silver. It's pure silver. These are 100 ounce 999 fine silver bars, minted by and poured by a highly credible source coming out of Great Britain. They're called the Good Delivery Refiners. They're completely accredited by the London Bullion Market Association. In order to be credited by them, you must produce bars which satisfy the highest standards of purity, quality, physical appearance. I've seen 100 ounce bars that are just basically not even minted. They're just kind of poured and they're kind of like bleh looking, you know. Johnson Matthey did that years ago, and then they cleaned up and put some good looking products out. Not that looks are the important thing, but I want them all exactly the same dimensions, whether it's for storage, for stacking, whatever the cases may be. So, you know, old Howard and Curtin was out at the mine searching for the best buy in gold and silver that you could ever come across, and I was ecstatic to find these, and I've been finding clients for these things now for a number of months. I've got a client that I'm trying to work on an IRA with, and he's looking at buying about $175,000 of this stuff. He wants silver in a transportable format, but he doesn't care about it in coinage format. I mean, why pay the premium? And a lot of you folks have got silver rounds, silver coins, whatever the case may happen to be. Once in a while, you step outside of that box and you start taking a look at something like this. Prices are jumping up and down. They're all over the place. Doesn't make any sense. Silver's not moving that much. But what we found here was interesting because I started looking around to some of the other people that are handling 100-ounce silver bars, and I'm looking for quality stuff for comparison. I'm finding stuff for just under $3,200 a 100-ounce bar. And I'm knocking that down by $200. That's if you purchase the big pack, which includes the shipping. Now, what is the big pack? Keep in mind here, these are 100-ounce bars. The big pack comes in a box. 5 bars per master box. That's a 500-ounce total package. You're looking at $14,995 for the 5-bar package. $14,995. That's delivered. Now, you want to spend the $1,000 or more? Go somewhere else. It's okay. And if you find something that is of equivalent somewhere else and you can get it for less, I say go for it. But this is one of the ways you help support RBN as well. Now, you don't have to go and purchase the full 500-ounce package. We know some folks can't handle that. That's too much. I mean, let's face it. Well, hey, sell that, you know, 300,000-mile car you got out in the back. You might be able to do this real easily. I'm teasing you. You know, so the single bars currently running at, $3,099 each, plus shipping. Now, that's not shipping per bar. If you say I want two bars or three bars, it's a flat $25, okay, on the shipping. So, you know, you start looking at that kind of stuff, and it's well worth it. You're looking at $29.99 per bar if you buy the five-bar package, $3,099 plus the shipping for single bars. And but don't misunderstand something. If bars are not your thing, you want to talk to me about some rounds, some silver, other forms of silver bullion. I still have access to the breakable silver Valcombi combi bars that come in 50-gram and 100-gram increments where you snap, crackle, break them off, pure silver, 1-ounce rounds. I got some folks that like to buy 10-ounce bars. Got access to all of that stuff. So one of the best ways to reach me, if you're of interest to this or something else, give me a call at 602-799-8214. That's Kettle Marine Limited. That's Sierra Madre is nothing but a web presence. Kettle Marine Limited. I'm Jeff Bennett, 602-799-8214. You can also email me through the website. Just go to Sierra Madre Precious Metals. Lower right-hand column is, or on the treasure chest page all the way at the bottom, is our email, our phone number, our address, everything. And give me a call. Shoot me an email. Or you can text me at that number, 602-799-8214. If we've not texted before, even if we have, just say, hey, Jeff, it's Joe Blow, or whatever your name happens to be. And we'll go from there, figure out what we want to do. It's a good time to do it. It's always been a good time to do it. But silver and gold are relatively firm right now. Don't sit there and say, well, we're going to wait for it to drop, and then we'll buy then. Yeah, except that guess what happens? It starts going back up again. That's what we continue to see, folks. Not a healthy situation at all. It's a controlled situation in so many respects. It was announced much earlier in the year that the U.S. Mint was going to cease minting gold and silver eagles for a considerable period of time. Oh, and the gold eagles, they came, because it's an anniversary year, they came out with a special design, which I think is butt ugly. But I didn't care for the reverse of the other. Well, no, that one was okay. But it's just stupid. I don't like the manipulation that goes on in the industry, the markets. I mean, I know spot is what silver and gold are worth on paper. Don't try to buy silver and gold at spot. Unless you've got some friend that needs cash and offers to sell it to you at spot. But frankly, you're not his friend if you're not willing to pay him a fair price for it. That's reality. I want to take the balance of this program and go in a direction that I'm not only exceedingly saddened about, but more and more, my friends, it is an indication of the direction this nation is going. I will tell you right now, I've got a group of about a dozen websites that I go to on a very regular basis to gather written work by known and not so well-known people that provide and put out a good column on subjects that are of interest to us. It just dawned on me, I've not been to one of those sites in probably close to a month. Part of it is stress. I'm tired of reading all this negativity. I get enough of it through the emails every single day, and I thank God the number of emails I'm getting is going down. And why? Because I've got a number of people that just keep bombarding me with 12 and 15 emails a day. And it's always the same topic, but it's approached from a different aspect. We're embroiled in not a pandemic, but a plandemic. And I've read enough that these kind of things have been planned for a long, long time. They've pulled little experiments on us over the years, and we easily fell for them. You know, I think I told you earlier, I went to pick something up, and the guy starts asking me, did you get the vaccine? And I got mine. Well, that's your choice. I'm not getting it. Well, you're not going to be able to go shopping here, here, here. Good, fine. I don't care. I just don't give a rat's butt anymore. And then I received this email some hours ago. You all know I've got four websites. Federal Observer, Sierra Madre Precious Metals, which has gone under a series of different names over the years. I can't even think of what I called it before. All I can remember is the Hot Pirate, babe. Before that, it was Kettle Marine Precious Metals. Before that, it was Flying Eagle Gold. But the people who dealt with those never wrote checks to those companies because they didn't exist. They were nothing but a web presence. DrKelly.info, a site that has massive meaning to me. And Metropolis.cafe. And I've already shared with you, if I was told I could only keep two sites, I would keep Kelly and I'd keep Metropolis. The hell with the rest of it. Over the years, I've published not a lot, but some very well-meaning pieces by Dr. Mercola. Mercola, of course, is being censored. In a roundabout way, we all are. I remember Facebook got to the point they were censoring Mike Adams over at the... He's got so many websites, it's stupid. But if he's got the manpower to handle it, but Cancer News is one, and I can't remember what the other main title is that they go with. And yet I could take some of Mike's stuff and slip it in with a slightly altered title, no reference to Adams. And they would publish it. Duh. They're so dumb. The letter I received says, today I have the most important announcement in the quarter of a century history of this newsletter. And my goal and passion has always been about supporting you and helping you take control of your health. And I'm beyond thrilled that there are tens of millions of people who have benefited from what I have shared over the years. I'm filled with joy and gratitude every time I travel and lecture, as invariably many people tell me how I've changed their lives by providing vital information they could find anywhere else, and even better, it was completely free. These are the times when many of the views I presented were criticized, but that's to be expected. That was one of the great freedoms we enjoyed. We could have different views. We could speak openly about these views without fear of retribution. And he continues, but now we're in a different time, a much darker time. And the silence of free speech is now deafening. Not only is blatant censorship tolerated, it is being encouraged by the very people who were to be entrusted with protecting our freedom of speech. We're not living from the lessons we've learned before. Never in my life would I believe the sitting president of the United States call out 12 Americans in a McCarthyism-like attack in the United States. And as many of you are not aware, Dr. Mercola was placed at the very top of that list. And so he continues, the last week has brought a tremendous amount of reflections to me and a lot of unacceptable threats to a company full of amazing people that have helped me support you in this journey, he writes to his listeners, or his readers. But now I am sure you know there was a recent New York Times article attacking me, and it was one of the most widely distributed stories in the world. And the article was loaded with false statements made about Mercola and his organization. And the report would be laughed at if it were to be submitted for peer review. The groups that created it are funded by dark money operated by an illegal foreign agent. And the press never questioned it, but they ran with orders from above. Mercola says, I can deal with the CNN crews that chase me by car while I bicycle from home. And I feel sorry for the people in media that have to follow the orders they are given. It is easy to dismiss the media pawns, but the most powerful individual on the planet has targeted Mercola as his primary obstacle that must be removed. Every three-letter agency is at his disposal, and the executive powers have grown beyond what an individual American rights can protect against. A dissenter of medical mandates is now a target, an obstacle to be removed, and I know that's 25 years worth of blood, sweat, and tears coming down. And he continues by saying, I can hardly believe these words are coming out of my mouth. But it's a testament of just how radical things have degenerated in the recent past. However, I will continue to publish new articles, but going forward, each article I publish will be available for only 48 hours and will then be removed from the website. We are at the crossroads, my friends, where change is unavoidable. We must all make choices that determine our future. To many, this looks like a war. But what we need to find is peace. And I'm going to find peace through this sacrifice. And he says, just to be clear, all my content will be removed. And this includes articles on the Great Reset and general nutrition, the coronavirus, and my interviews with experts. And these will be removed to appease the individuals in power who have an arsenal of overwhelming tools at their disposal and are actively engaged in using them. And COVID-19 has activated and authorized emergency powers that have weakened our constitutional rights. And sadly, cyber warfare and authoritarian forces are beyond our abilities to withstand, and this is now our only way forward. Over 15,000 articles full of vital information that has helped tens of millions across the world take control of their own health will be removed. And yet there was a time when people could debate and respect each other freely. That time is now gone. And I believe laws are best applied like medicine, locally and specifically. Local food, local democracy, our local community strength is the best way to achieve peace moving forward and to stop authoritarian technocracy. And I also believe we are at our strongest when we can care and maintain respect for each other. This is how we can make our most important decisions in life. Again, he continues, I will still be writing my daily articles that I began 25 years ago, but they will only be available for 48 hours before they are removed. And in this manner, Mercola hopes to continue his mission to help us all take control of our health. He says, but it'll be up to you to download, share, repost the content. I will not be enforcing my copyright of this information, so you may freely share it. He also encourages his people to read the truth about COVID-19, where you'll find much of the information from the past 2 years that people need to read to wake up or open their eyes. But he's donating all earnings from that book to the National Vaccine Information Center. He says, I want to thank all who have participated and supported me over the years. I hope you can understand why I've decided to make this dramatic decision. And hope the remaining ephemeral articles will be useful for those who wish to read them. He says, we'll continue through these challenging times together, but remember this. Your body was designed to stay healthy. You hold in your hands the power to take control of your health. And never let anyone take your right to health away from you. And in these words of Albert Einstein, science can flourish only in an atmosphere of free speech. And I fear, my friends, that we have lost free speech. And those are my words, not those of Dr. Mercola. I have never published that much of his stuff. It's not that I don't care about it. Okay? You got it, Gwen? I'll send you a copy of it if you'd like to read it. It's sad. The reason I didn't publish a lot of his stuff, I wasn't concerned about the copyright issue, because I've covered that in drkelly.info. But what I've always been concerned about is his stuff was, in many cases, unbelievably involved. Sometimes it was too much. I don't have other people working the websites, other people helping me publish and post the way I did back in the day when my good friend Louis was alive. But as he grew older, he became a little bit more twisted. I could say one thing that he disagreed with, he just exploded, became an idiot. But I understood that about Louis. I know. This is an indication of what's coming, my friends. Do not be surprised to tune in someday and find out that we're not here. Or I'm not here. Or God knows what you're going to be able to find on television. More con jobs. I'll see you tomorrow. Good night.
At the end of a rainbow, you'll find a pot of gold. At the end of a story, you'll find it's all been told. But our love has a treasure our hearts can always spend, and it has a story without any end. Of a river, the water stops its flow. At the end of a highway, there's no place you can go. But just tell me you love me, and you are only mine, and our love will go on till the end. All time. At the end of a river, the water stops its flow. At the end of a highway, there's no place you can go. But just tell me you love me, and you are only mine, and our love will go on till the end of time, till the end of time.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.